Meet Yelp for Restaurants. Not the software company, but the people who love restaurants so much they formed a team dedicated to our industry. Before Catherine joined the customer success team, she managed the Modern in New York. Yeah, that Modern. Before Julia joined the team, she worked at Au Cheval in Chicago for half a decade. Yelp is for restaurants because our people are restaurant people. Meet the new Yelp at restaurants.yelp.com/podcast. Welcome to Restaurant Marketing School. I'm Josh Coppola, a Michelin-rated restaurateur. Together with David Rev Ciancio, we're unpacking the tools and tactics used by million-dollar marketing agencies to help you grow your restaurant. Join us daily to get a marketing tip you can use in your restaurant today. Today, we're talking about the secret to social media content. I'll give you a hint. It's people. Talk to me, Rev.
Oh, we gave away the whole show. I see it all the time. You look at this restaurant's social media profile and that restaurant's, and even like, you know, the big, huge QSR and multinational brands, it just looks like a display of gratuitous food. Here's this food. Here's that food. Here's this food. Well, how boring is that? Nobody chooses a restaurant just because they want food. I could cook at home. I could order something. Like, I don't need to go. It's about the experience, right? So what sets one Instagram feed away from another Instagram feed or makes you really feel part of the brand? It is people. It's putting people, your guests, your employees, and you into your content so people feel like it's a place that they're welcome, that where the human touch is part of it. When you put people into your content, again, whether it's you, your family, your employees, or most importantly, your customers, it makes it feel like you get a real sense of what the experience is.
I couldn't agree with you more. That was a huge mental shift for us, is when we took the focus off of food and beverage and put the focus on eating and drinking, right? And showing what it would be like in all tiers of dining. At the bar, it was about revelry. And at the fine dining restaurant, it was about creating special moments and documenting that. And at the fast casual restaurant, that was a little more food porny, but it was certainly in that experiential arena of saying, this is what it's like to eat this food.
Sure. And at the casual level, by the way, you don't have to have a whole person. You can have a hand. You can have a hand holding that food. That's still a person. You know what I mean?
And so if people want to get started with experience, I guess I would ask two questions. Number one, what are the best ways to get started? And then number two, what are the Instagram accounts you look to for inspiration in that area?
So one of my favorite Instagram accounts to follow is Shake Shack. And you're going to say, oh, of course, they're super popular and their food's delicious, whatever. But go look at them. Actually, don't just look at the photos. Don't just see, like, did it shoot well? Like, go see how they do it. One of my favorite things that Shake Shack does with their social media that all restaurants need to do is tell your guests what is the action you want them to take when they see it, and then walk them the steps of how to do it. When Shake Shack launched their app, they didn't just put up a picture of a burger and say, go download our new app. They put up a carousel that was like, step one, go to the iTunes store. Step two, do this. Step three, and literally like gave you the step-by-step instructional of how to get the Shake Shack app. And I call that the handheld close. So I love restaurants when they tell the guest what to do and then give them the steps to do it.
Hey, it's Josh. Do you want to spend 60 minutes planning out a profitable 2022 with me? Just you and me, on Zoom, camera on, pen and paper out, getting you super clear on exactly what your goals are and how you're going to achieve them. It's free, even though the call is worth like a gazillion dollars. Go to planwithjosh.com to book that call with me. That's planwithjosh.com to book a one-hour strategy session to make sure that 2022 is your most profitable year yet. If you want to hear previous episodes or check out our other content, go to restaurants.yelp.com/marketing school. Thank you so much for listening to the show. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. While you're there, please leave us a review. I'm Josh Coppola, and you've been listening to Restaurant Marketing School.